A confrontation between a security guard and a Santa Fe man on a downtown street could be headed to court. Justin Levan says that the guard attacked him without cause and shot him in the face with a pepper spray gun. A spokesperson for the private security company says that the guard acted appropriately after spotting someone tagging property late at night. Police have not filed any criminal charges in the case. Levan says he had been getting off work as a server at Coyote Cafe at the time of the incident. The security guard told police he had witnessed Levan tagging a street sign near the corner of Galisteo and Water Street. An agreement approved by the Santa Fe City Council means that golf courses in Las Campanas could be irrigated for up to 2 weeks with water from the publicly owned Buckman Wellfield. Officials learned this week that golf course managers reported a water supply emergency at the private golf course in the development northwest of the city. The council voted Wednesday 5-3 to allow access to the wells. Phil George is a former board member at the club at Las Campanas. He says they would rather be using wastewater from the city, but need time to get its effluent pipeline back online. Staff with the City of Santa Fe will be working on a plan to attract younger tourists to the City Different. The idea is to attract people between the ages of 35 and 56 during the off-season. Market research done back in 2010 shows that the average age for visitors to Santa Fe is about 57. Partly sunny skies are likely today with a high temp near 81 degrees and a good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and a whole lot more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.